What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to John from the United States Air Force. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Well, you know, I'd sent out emails. I was in the military so long, and I was in Strategic Air Command, which you saw part of it in action the other day. That was the DEW line, Defense Early Warning, which I used to be part of, and NORCOM and PACCOM. Anyway, those are all acronyms for different parts of the military I was assigned to. And, you know, I sent you an email about how they're not going to pay damages for any radiation. And I told you that that's normal. Mine was turned down. I spent about 2 hours in front of a Air Force radar unit for landing airplanes. My trainee didn't listen, and I didn't double check, and he didn't turn off the transmitter. And I was informed that all of your radiation, radioactivity, anything like that will be declined. So if anybody's damaged by 5G, I think they covered themselves.
Yeah, those transmitters are very, very powerful. I remember when I was with NASA and I was out at Goldstone, and when those antennas are uplinking, they're surrounded by flashing red lights and signs saying, do not go past this point if the lights are blinking, because the transmitters are powerful enough to cause a great deal of damage. It would be like, you know, going to bed inside the microwave oven and, you know, putting it on defrost or something for the whole night. And, you know, we're talking radio energy radiation, which causes a lot of harm as opposed to radioactivity. But, yeah, the military has a very callous attitude toward their veterans. You know, I mean, they spend a lot of money recruiting people and training them and using them. But when they're all used up, they kind of just, you know, let them run away. I mean, the Iraq veterans who got Gulf War fever, they were originally told it was all in your mind. The government just didn't want to pay for it. When they were doing the nuclear testing out in Nevada, there was the, I think it was the Upshot Knoll Hill, a knothole, rather, test, the one where they had these trenches in front of the blast site, and all these soldiers were in there, and they had no protection other than a pair of sunglasses. And right after the bomb went off, they were to simulate exploiting the breach in the enemy lines. And, of course, they all came down with cancers and leukemias. And the government said, well, not our problem, thing, you know.
The same thing happened to our sailors at Fukushima. If you go back, I sent you an email earlier. The sailors, this is where I sent the radioactive material. Those sailors that scrubbed that aircraft carrier sailed right into Fukushima radiation. To this day, it's still radioactive. A bunch of other ships are also.
Yes.
There's no getting rid of this stuff once it's in the atmosphere. They test wine, see how old it is based on radiation. They know if it's prior to the first atomic bomb test out in Nevada or Arizona.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. That is fascinating.
Yeah, the wines, I hung around with some doctors. They like to pick my brains. And so I hung around with some snooty types, and they all had wine dinners, and I learned a bunch of stupid stuff. They really need to worry about radioactive decontamination.
Well, they don't know what to do with it. I mean, you know, Chernobyl and Fukushima have really shown how bad this stuff can get. We still don't know the whole story about Three Mile Island here in this country.
Right, but there are still people living in the Chernobyl area. Apparently, your body, if it's hit with a massive dose, will damage enough stuff that you deteriorate. But if you kind of just are around it a lot, your body gets used to it, like your skin turns darker when you're out in the sun a lot. That's a reaction to electromagnetic radiation.
Well, out in the sun, I think it's a reaction to, you know, the solar energy spectrum, which includes infrared and ultraviolet.
It is
a problem. I mean,
there was a book written by a physicist called The Electric Universe. And he proposed that everything in the universe is simply different frequencies of wavelength. Some are visual, some are electromagnetic. I used to work on the radar spectrum. We
yes.
could see things, you know, that you couldn't see with the human eye.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know that the electromagnetic spectrum reaches way beyond what our senses can reveal, you know, all the way up to, they still don't know where the high end of it is.
Right, and the advanced physicists and the quantum physicists, advanced mathematicians have figured out we live in a 10-dimension universe. Only 4 of them are knowable, height, width, distance, and time.
Yes.
So the other 6 are there. They know them mathematically, but they can't be seen by us. Now you're getting into the religious end of it.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
But it's still real.
I don't think we really know as much about the universe as we like to pretend that we do. I think there's still a vast amount of knowledge to learn and uncover. And one of the problems I have with these AI systems is that they admit they're incapable of discovering new knowledge. And if we become overly reliant,
tech information on that.
Well, if we become overly reliant on artificial intelligence, then we stop evolving as a technological species.
That just happened. Sorry to say. There's not a lot of old people like me that understand the technology. The U.S. Air Force trained me all the way down. I can build an actual transistor from raw materials and make it function. It'd only be one. I can do it. My point is, I understand the backbone. I understand the whole system. Something
that's becoming very rare. You know, most people, they look at the box and they know how to do the dials and the needles and the buttons. Needles. I'm giving my age away there. I remember when I was
a
kid.
On vacuum tubes.
Well, I was about to say one of the things I did as a kid is I built my own triode just to see if I could do it. And, of course, early triode tubes were built by hand anyway. They didn't have a machine. And, a triode's very, very simple, and you can make it work. But, again, some of these radars, whether it's Bemuse or Dew, the transmitters were incredibly powerful, and they were not properly shielded to protect the technicians from harm.
Well, you know, since you mentioned Dew, let me throw something out for your listeners to ponder about.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of the most powerful telescopes of ever, electromagnetic frequency and visual frequency, staring up into the skies, examining. They're in Antarctica, they're in Greece, they're in Hawaii, they're all over the world. They never take pictures of UFOs coming into the atmosphere from outside.
Well,
I'm a radar tech. I fix the stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing coming in from outside.
Well, you know, I'm convinced that the universe is filled with intelligent life. I know from actual life experience there is microbial life on Mars. But, it may turn out that science fiction stories of warp drives and wormholes are really just science fiction, and the speed of light remains an unbreakable barrier, which makes, traveling between stars prohibitively expensive. I just don't see what we have here on Earth that would be a... John, let me finish your thought here, okay? I don't know what we would have here on Earth that would be of interest to an alien civilization sufficient to justify the cost to come here.
I agree 100%. I was just going to talk about the speed of light. It's not constant. Regardless,
it is in a vacuum. You're right. Under general relativity, it does vary under gravitational influence.
Well, there's an astrophysicist in Australia named Barry Setterfield. They went back and charted all of the speeds of light back to 1400 and something when they looked at the moons of Saturn or Jupiter or something. Anyway, there's an error factor within the visual, blink of an eye or snap of a finger or whatever the timing is. And the speed of light is slowing down on what's called a cosecant squared curve, which is interesting mathematically.
Okay, I was unaware of that, and it will be worth looking into because that would certainly have some implications for my arguments against the Big Bang Theory.
Well, his website's there, Barry Setterfield, Australian astrophysicist. He was showing a guy named Chuck Misler, who's another Navy astrophysicist, who worked with submarine division of the U.S. Navy. My brother was a commander on one of the aircraft carriers. Mm-hmm. I worked advanced radar up on the Dew Line. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's just we've been here seeing stuff, and it's people are being deceived. They call it programming for a reason.
Yes.
And I'll let you get to some other guests. I didn't mean to tie you up all that much longer. I just thought I'd call in and tell you that the government doesn't cover radar, which is radar stands for radio and ranging. It was discovered in World War II between England and Germany. You can tell the folks all about that.
I think I have in times past. I mean, it was actually discovered by accident when they were using radio to communicate from one side of a harbor to the other, and they noticed that when ships sailed through that radio beam, it broke the connection, and they started saying, where's the radio energy going? And that's what led to the realization that you could use radar to basically find things that were out there beyond the visual range. Anyway, John, thank you very much for the phone call, and I would appreciate it if you would email me the URL of that website down in Australia, and I will take a look at that because
I do have...
Okay, all right, thanks an awful lot. And
you bet.
God bless. All right, thank you, sir, and we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, young man? Hello to you. And hello to that young lady of yours.
Yeah, she's right across the hall right now working on music, I think.
Oh, boy. Watch those tunes.
Well, that's her life, you know, is her music.
Well, you know, she's got rhythm. What can I tell you?
She's very gifted. You know, I was very impressed with her the moment I met her.
Well, I would say she was talented. Otherwise, she wouldn't have picked you.
Okay. Thank you for that positive reinforcement.
You're welcome. It just flew out there because it had a nice flow and nice rhythm. So I thought, what the heck, you know?
All right. Yeah, go for it.
Aside from that, if Hillary is so concerned about currency causing climate change, global warming, whatever, then she needs to take one of those balloons, whether it's been torn apart or whole, and shove it. Reason being is that she will no longer be producing excess gas to mess up the environment of herself.
Okay, that sounds like a really good idea.
Yep, if she can fit it.
Then she could look like, what was that guy, Sam Smith in that hideous black thing he was wearing at the fashion show, you know, with the big thighs on it. The first time I saw that outfit, I said, this guy's eating way too many beans.
that's bad. Do they all happen to have oversized, blown-up shoulders?
I'm sorry, say again.
Did it happen to have oversized, blown-up shoulders to the outfit?
It had oversized everything. It did. I'm looking at a picture of it now. It basically looks, it's silly. It's completely non-functional. You couldn't get anything done. In fact, watching this guy just walk down, you know, the runway, you could tell he was just barely holding it together. I'm sorry, he's trans. She was barely keeping its balance. And it's just, it's silly. It is just incredibly silly.
So this was a guy?
Well, biological guy says he's a girl. He's already screaming at people for misgendering him, her, it, they, them, so forth and so on. But that outfit that it was wearing is just absurd. It's utterly absurd.
Hey, if I see a guy, I'm going to call him a dude. If they're a woman, I'm going to call her a gal. Now, if they have an issue with that, tough noodles. Take it up with your creator, for crying out loud. Don't take
well,
out
you know, my issue is if you want to have these little fairy tale gender pronouns and stuff, wear a T-shirt saying my pronouns are and I will address you by whatever. And, you know, when I'm dealing with these kind of crazies, my pronouns are kiss my ass.
Oh, nice move. I'll
okay.
remember that one, but I'll probably forget it later on. Now,
okay.
as for the Corona deal.
Yeah.
I think I found a goof when I thought about it after the fact. I think I may have found a biological goof. Obviously, the pharmaceutical industry knew about chicken eggs and all that stuff whenever for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, they wait until after and so forth, which I've already elaborated with you once before. However, for people that was using chicken eggs, in 2020, 2021 or whatever, when they had this whole thing about rolling out the shot jabs and all that stuff, if they were already consuming eggs, then whenever they got supposedly tested for this garbage, the test was a lie. Because, quite frankly, if they had already had that in their diet, that kept them from contracting anything
mm-hmm.
of that nature. So, quite frankly, the medical community lied. It also caused people to go into a panic saying, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do, what am I going to do? There was nothing wrong with them to start with.
No, there wasn't.
So, as a result, the medical community has left themselves wide open. Not to mention the pharmaceutical community have left themselves wide open to a major class action lawsuit here in the States, let alone other countries, like what Thailand did, for crying out loud.
Yeah, Thailand's doing that now. Switzerland is now criminally charging, I think it's Switzerland, is charging their president for corruption, for spending all that money on the vaccines, which turned out to be more harm than good. And it's amazing, you know, even as all this evidence surfaces that this is one of history's biggest medical goofs, people are still pushing it because they're making huge amounts of money, or they just cannot bring themselves to admit that they were wrong.
Well, that's because their ego is probably bigger than what's in their slacks. But anyway,
quite probably. But, you know, people at that level of society, their public reputation is a big part of, you know, their value, you know, the this idea that they can be trusted. And if they lose that, you know, they're going to suffer economic harm from that, because they won't get the speaking engagements. They won't get the desks at the corporate media. You know, people are, once you're proven to be a liar on something, especially when it costs humans life and health, people are just not going to want to deal with you anymore.
Seriously, and quite frankly, I don't see how they can live with themselves because of that aspect. I mean,
well, that's what we get into the sociopathic personality, which is all about themselves, and they are incapable of feeling remorse for any bad things that they do. They just shrug their shoulders and say, well, it's on to the next one. And, you know, I think that in a much better world, that people who are running for political office or are trying to maneuver themselves into positions of greater power and wealth in any structure, including corporations, we should, you know, determine if they're sociopaths. And if they are, we should say, no, you are medically incapable of holding this office.
Well, there's this, too. Not to mention the fact that probably a majority of them are probably narcissists to start with, no matter what part sector of society they're part of.
Yeah, you definitely have to be a narcissist to be that hungry for public attention. You know, people like, well, again, like Hillary Clinton. And there's a lot of institutional narcissism in our government. All right, well, Francis, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Our lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good day, Mike. Good day to everybody. Let's talk about the wokeness of the Super Bowl. Mike, the halftime show, they had Rihanna grabbing her crotch.
Yeah.
You got little kids, you got 10-year-old kids watching the Super Bowl halftime show, and she's grabbing her crotch. Now, I guess she's pregnated by her rapper husband, who spews out a bunch of hatred. I mean, you know, Mike, the whole thing, that whole Super Bowl is about, this is the month of February, so it's, you know, what month it is. And it's all about white guilt. White people have to be guilty about everything, and now they want reparations, Mike? What the hell is going on? Who's allowing this? Why don't all these rich billionaire Jews?
It's not being allowed. It's being encouraged. That's the thing. It's being encouraged to divide the nation against itself because, you know, right now as the American people are waking up to what's been going on around them, the government's only possible means of, you know, staying in control is to turn us against each other. And right now they're pushing the racism thing just as hard as they can. And, you know, the blacks are going along with reparations because it means free money. And, that the white population is feeling very threatened and very much angry, because none of the white people alive today have ever owned slaves. None of the black people alive today have ever been slaves, other than that we are all slaves to that 1040 form. And but it's being done to keep us at each other's throat, because the one thing this government fears more than anything else is the American people waking up and realizing they are an American people and coming together and saying, what is the real cause of all the difficulty in our lives? And, you know, the government's answer is, don't blame us for everything that's going wrong. You white people blame the black people. You black people blame the white people. You citizens blame the illegal immigrants. Women blame the men, and just keep on going. And they're trying to basically carve this nation into smaller and smaller factions with some of this really ridiculous stuff, like about LGBTQ, EP plus, whatever it is. They're trying to get us angry with each other in order to delay us getting angry with them. And I ultimately, when people see through the fraud, I think all that anger is going to surface, and it is going to target those who really have messed up this nation.
Totally agree on that, Mike. And they must think white people, white Caucasian, Anglos, whatever you want to call us, have an S on our head for suckers. Like, we're all a bunch of suckers. Their Zionist, Kabbalist nonsense. And you know, they got all these billionaire schmucks. Why don't they give up their money to the Afro-Americans? Because, listen, the Afro-Americans enslaved them, like we said, Mike. They didn't win the Civil War. It was white men against white men. And actually, Mike, that Civil War did not end right in 1865 like everybody thinks. It never ended. Well, who's kidding who here? And, you know, talk about blacks. Look at all the blacks that are coming in from Haiti, Africa, to this day. Were they all entitled to reparations, too?
I mean, they think they are. I mean, now, to their credit, the reparations committees are all saying that the blacks are going to have to prove they are the descendants of a slave. Those promoting this idea are saying, well, that's impossible to do. There's no genealogical records. You're just going to have to take our words my great-great-grandfather was Kunta Kinte, and, I'm therefore due some reparations.
Absolutely, Mike. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. This should not even been brought up. This is nonsense. It's beyond nonsense. It's insanity. I mean, you're going to talk about, and you know, let's look at this, Mike. Like you're the one educated everybody on RBN. Listen, the white man didn't go over to the freaking Africa and say, hey, you're going to get on this ship and we're going to go pick cotton over in the United States. Get your cotton picking butt over here and you're going to pick cotton. What the hell is this, Mike? They were not forced on those ships. They were sold out by their own fellow black Afro-Americans.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, Africa has a long history of slavery. A lot of white slaves were kept slaves in northern Africa. And, the slave traders started their operation, they didn't go on the shore and catch people and chain them up. They simply went on shore with a bunch of trade goods and said, I will give you these blankets and this whatever and a mirror, and you give me some of your slaves. And that's how it all happened. These slaves that were brought to the U.S., were sold into slavery by their African black, enemies, because
tribal,
a lot were taken in battles.
Mike, exactly. They were having tribal warfare, and they lie like hell. They've been lying. The African slaves that came here, they were actually basically traded. Mike, look it up. They were traded for barrels of rum and beads,
yep.
like beads you put on a string. That was the main thing the chieftains wanted. For the slaves that they caught and they sold to the white men. And that's what the white men said, we'll bring them over to America and they can pick cotton. Or because, remember, they didn't have the cotton gin when they first came over. And they didn't need them after that. They didn't need them because they basically were picking cotton and doing chores that, they were using Irish indentured slaves. Because the Irish were
they were. It's a much more complex issue than is being portrayed. It's oversimplified political game.
Can I hang on?
All right.
Can I hang on for
a
minute? Can I hang over for a minute?
Yeah, all right. I'll keep you over. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Born in the city with a silver spoon. Great-grandson of the oil tycoon. Raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're finishing up with Tom in Florida. And Tom, just pick up where you left off.
Well, yeah, Mike, I just want to say, I know you probably have another call coming up, but listen, as far as the Super Bowl, and I want to go to immigration for a second, but as far as this Super Bowl, Mike, if you watch some of the ads, and you know, they have a movie coming out about Michael Jordan shoe and how these guys wanted to make billions off of his name on the shoe. That's corporate greed, I guess you could call it. They charge $300 for a pair of Michael Jordan shoes, so that will be interesting to see that movie and the reviews. But, you know, Mike, I was thinking about the commercials I was watching again. Mike, I've told you on your show many times, it's always an Afro-American guy with a blonde-haired woman, and they're you know, frolicking and all that, but you never see a blonde-haired, blue-eyed man with an Afro-American woman. I see a couple of Caucasian males with black hair and dark eyes, but you never see a blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy with an Afro-American woman, but you always see a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, beautiful blonde with an Afro-American guy. And I'm saying to myself, how are these Afro-American women putting up with this nonsense?
They're very upset.
You,
They're very upset. Have to be, right? You know, they're you know, it's hard enough for
they're
them to find you know, suitable partners for life, and you know, the society is saying that the ideal that black men should want would is to be with white women, and that's leaving a lot of these black women basically you know, with nobody to have in their lives, and they're very angry about it.
And they absolutely should be, Mike, because it's disgusting what these Zionists are doing. It's, Mike, who is doing this? The white Caucasian male pigs, or is it Zionist pigs? I don't know. It may be both. I don't know who's doing it. It's a bunch of corporate filthy greed, if you ask me what they're doing in these networks. They shouldn't even have control of these networks.
No, I think it's part of that larger agenda of having us turning against each other, distrusting each other, disliking each other. Because, you know, when these black women who are unable to find partners in life because their partners are all encouraged to go after the white women, who are the black women going to blame for that? They're going to blame the white people.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mike, by the way, did you hear the news on Newsmax today? They caught 179 Chinese trying to sneak into the border. 179 Chinese were trying to get through the border. How are they getting to Mexico from China? What the hell is going on?
Well, that seems strange because I saw another report where Chinese students in our universities are now being recalled back to China over the growing political tensions.
Well, there you go. Because, you know, of course, they've blown up another balloon or something. They shot something out over Alaska. Maybe Joe can explain to us, call in and ask, tell us what's going on in Alaska. They shot something down in Alaska, the fighter jet.
It worries me that they're shooting at things without actually identifying what they are. I mean, you know, there could be an angel of the Lord up there, and he's saying, "I'm an angel of the Lord." Ah! And, you know, he's gone, and, you know, God is going to be pissed off.
Well, Mike, did you hear the latest on the news? I don't know if you heard this, Mike, but the latest on the news is they're saying the UFOs are seeding, putting these balloons in our atmosphere. It's not China, but it's the UFOs.
Yeah, like, that's the new one they're trying to sell. And like I said, this is Project Blue Beam. It's right out of that Outer Limits episode. Again, they're thinking that the public is going to react the same way they did to Orson Welles' War of the Worlds broadcast. And we don't. It's a very, very different world. And these intelligence types who live in their little cloistered environments, I underestimate how rapidly the society is changing around them.
Yeah. You know, Mike, the last thing I'll let you go. You know, the latest on Newsmax was, Mike, that the Chinese might invade Taiwan quick now because they don't want to face a Donald Trump. They'd rather have Biden. If they attack Taiwan, they'd rather have Biden as the president than Trump or a Republican like DeSantis. They do not want to have to face a Republican president. The Chinese government, the Communist Party in China is saying the best opportunity to have to invade Taiwan would be under a Democratic president like BDI Biden.
I think the thinking is less Republican versus Democrat. It's the fact that Biden is not proving to be the war president he wanted to be. The absolute disaster in Afghanistan, and now they're losing in Ukraine, and China is realizing that in propping up Zelensky, we have effectively disarmed ourselves. We're out of ammunition, we're out of all kinds of stuff, and rather than give the United States an opportunity to rebuild their armament stockpiles, you know, an enemy would see right now is a good time to try and attack. The problem is, of course, that any conflict now inevitably is going to result in nuclear weapons, and I'm convinced biological weapons are going to be unleashed across the globe.
I agree, Mike, and we don't have rosy riveters anymore. Our country's woke. We don't have women are tough, and men are tough anymore in my book. I think our military's gotten so weak, and I don't know if we can even have a chance against Russia. I hope I'm wrong. I love my country. This is the greatest country on earth. And I'm a true blue American. I love, red, white, and blue. But I'll tell you what, Mike, the way they have woken our military and every other thing, the homosexual, it's crazy, Mike.
Yeah.
We're facing a disaster. We're facing a disaster.
We are.
And we got a BDI imbecile in there, and the guy doesn't even defend our borders, let alone how we want to go fight China, Mike. We want to fight China. We don't even defend our borders. How can we fight China, Mike? We can't even defend our borders, man. We're being invaded by millions of illegal aliens.
All we know, those Chinese coming across our southern border, could be commandos. You know, they could be saboteurs.
Absolutely.
You know, they could be coming in to basically disrupt our infrastructure, coincident with an actual conflict over Taiwan.
Well, exactly, Mike. What about all the Middle Easterns who are coming in through the border from the Middle East? Who are they? Who are these people that really? They don't care about our Constitution. They don't care about the founding fathers of this country. Are you kidding me?
Heck, our own government doesn't care about the Constitution.
Mike, if you did a survey right now in Afro-Americans, 90% of them really don't give a damn about our founding fathers. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But, you know,
I can understand why that might be the case here. And certainly, you know, our schools are failing to actually educate our population. I mean, I've got a story here in the Talking Points about over in Baltimore, they were doing testing of the students, and they couldn't find any of them able to handle fourth grade math problems. You know, but they all know the correct gender pronouns, and by golly, that's got to count for something.
Unbelievable. Hey, Mike, last thing, did you hear about Ron DeSantis today with Florida, with the Supreme Court of Florida?
No, tell me.
Talk about that. The Supreme Court of Florida just gave Ron DeSantis permission to take every illegal alien out of the state and put him in another state. He, in other words, he cannot be refuted. If DeSantis tells 20,000 illegal aliens got to go to California, New York, he has every right to ship them to those states, the blue states.
Good.
That just passed the Florida Supreme Court. So Ron DeSantis is... You're going to sign a bill that if you're an illegal alien in the state of Florida, you will be deported out of here to another state. Washington, D.C., New Jersey, New York, wherever. You're not staying in Florida. I think that's a great thing. I just heard it on the news.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree.
Yep.
All right. Well
thank
listen,
you, Mike.
Tom.
Thank you.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, last night, after all the regular programs, Robert Ravolt, I believe, was the last one, but they replayed your All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and man, that is just some kind of work. I want to compliment you on that. You hit the nail on the head with that one.
Well, thank you very much, and, you know, I didn't actually produce the video. That was done by another party whose name I'm ashamed to admit I have forgotten at the moment. But if you go to the text version, which is linked at the top of whatreallyhappened.com, there's a lot more detail and information in there than made it into the video.
Okay, I'll check it out.
And okay.
I hit my main topic and make it as quick as I can because I got to see something else too, at least one other
okay.
thing.
Okay. All right.
The balloons, they just came out in the news, and now the U.S. government, the spokesman there, that General Kirby or whoever, they're saying, well, it probably was weather balloons we shot down. So,
okay.
It's balloons, people. It's not UFOs. And this thing about the, you know, the Chinecoms are going to float a spy balloon that's plainly obvious to anyone that can look up in the sky. And
oh, well,
get
you
away
know, the Chinese, this Thanksgiving, the Chinese are going to use the Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloons to invade our country.
You know, the Goodyear blimp, when you support, you know, it'll get your communications too. It's hooked up to FEMA. Did you know that?
Ah, okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. And so it just blows my mind that these people in government and even the people who listen to them fall for this. You know, you got to shoot down that balloon. You know, all these Zyokons are
well,
screaming.
Well, we don't know
Biden
how many people are genuinely, you know, feeling that way. I mean, certainly around here, everybody thinks it's just a gigantic joke. But don't forget, the U.S. government still spends vast amounts of your tax dollars loading up social media with paid shills who will say, oh, yes, it's whatever the government says it is, you know, and, you know, the whites are bad and gays are good and, you know, we should be teaching all kinds of sex to first graders and nonsense like that.
Yeah, exactly. You just gotta step back for a moment. Don't let yourself be psyoped. I mean, you know, and some people are going to question this, but I voted for Obama in 2008 in this first election because I wasn't going to vote for John McShane. You know, Songbird McCain, Zion, yeah. Warmongering McCain, Bomb Bomb Iran. And I was not going to vote for him. And what they put out for Obama, his persona and his policies, his speeches, you know, no more signing statements, which are executive orders. You remember when he said that?
Yeah.
And then he signed more executive orders than anybody else. And we're going to end the wars in the Middle East. No more Abu Ghraib. He's going to shut down Gitmo and all that. And so, you know, he came out with that, and I woke up to him. And then we started hearing that, oh, he's a secret Muslim, you know, and they told us, you know, he's a secret Muslim. He's obviously not a Muslim. But it's a game they play, you know. And first I heard the Iranians were coming across the border, you know, saboteurs, and then it was Al-Qaeda after 9/11.
Yep.
And, you know, and these Chinese, the Chinese coming across the border, they're probably lower economic strata. They got aboard a container ship, paid some money to be in a container, made port in Mexico to cross the border into the United States. So that way they can evade the port authority here in the United States.
Well, it may not need to be in a container. Most people don't realize this, but cargo ships do have passenger accommodations that mm-hmm. you can basically buy a ticket, and it's less expensive than a luxury ocean liner because you don't have, you know, the daily shows and everything. But there are passenger accommodations available on pretty much every cargo ship, and they'll take passengers back and forth.
Yeah, especially if you slip the captain some money, you know, and we can pack like maybe 20 Chinese into something built for five or something, just to get them, you know, make a few extra bucks. So let's not bite into all that. I mean, it just blows my mind sometimes. I'm sorry. Tom, you're a good guy, man. On the immigration issue, you're spot on a lot of things. But, you know, these aren't spies coming across the border in tennis shoes with plastic bags, okay? they can send them into a university. They'll send in higher IQ people. Those are the ones. That's where probably, if there's any Chinese spying going on, which I'm sure there is.
There have been allegations and some actual proven cases. But, you know, when U.S. students go abroad to their universities, they're probably also spying on them as well. There's a lot of, government military stuff embedded in all the universities. I mean, when DARPA first came up with the ARPANET, which is now the Internet, it was reserved for the use of those programs in colleges that were working on military contracts. And, when at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, they were actually involved in the development and testing of Agent Orange. And there was actually a terrible accident where some students got killed. The universities get a lot of money from these military contracts. I mean, one of my favorite movies is Real Genius. Val Kilmer starred in it. And the reason I like it is, you know, I went from high school into this NASA environment, and it sort of reminded me of what that all felt like.
But the
basic storyline of Real Genius is that this kid gets involved in this program at a university and only finds out too late it's actually being used to develop a weapon.
All right. Yeah, Val Kilmer is one of my favorite actors there, so I'm going to check
it
out.
I
can't believe I haven't watched it yet.
Tragedy what happened to him, because he was a great guy.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I had. Thanks a lot.
All righty, and we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Okay, now getting into some other news here relating to children and abuse and schools and everything. Apparently, a former Trump official led the federal government to a Telegram group that was live streaming child abuse. Okay, I mean, this was reported in the Chicago Sun-Times. The Homeland Security Investigations, based in Arizona, launched Operation Swipe Left back in 2020 to investigate claims of kidnapping, live streaming child abuse, and production and distribution of child sexual abuse materials. I mean, I can't imagine how sick you have to be to even want to see that sort of thing, let alone, you know, produce it. And it's, 10 children were rescued, including 4 children actively suffering abuse at the time of the rescue. The youngest victim was just 6 months old. The oldest was 17. And apparently Telegram has become a preferred tool for the defense in the investigation, many of whom believe the police could never access their encrypted messages. And, you know, I'm glad they got these people here. But there is a lesson here. All available encryption, commercially available, is compromised. Okay, there's always a backdoor. We had that with the Clipper chip. We had it with the escrow keying, the DES. If you read my article about Rivero challenges the NSA, the NSA really can't break new codes. And so they go to these companies and they say, we will give you this much money and you will make sure there is a backdoor that we can exploit. So, you know, if you're on Telegram and you're engaging in this kind of behavior, yeah, the encryption can be broken. It will be broken and you will get a much deserved trip to the penitentiary, where as a child abuser, you will be on the bottom rung of the social ladder. But if you really need to keep secrets, first of all, stay off the internet. You know, and if you need, you got to build your own encryption system, the way I did in my challenge article. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And over in Putnam City, Oklahoma, apparently the schools are offering a book to students called Let's Talk About It. The book encourages exploring kink on the internet, watching porn, and using sex toys. And I'm sure this is going to help their math scores incredibly. And there is this situation here where this pre-K teacher is attacking the idea of childhood innocence, saying it doesn't exist, and that toddlers are never too young for discussions about sexuality, in particular gender theory. I mean, these are little kids. I'm sorry. They're pushing this agenda, and we're hearing all over the place that the academic performance of our kids in these schools is cratering. And to nobody's surprise, homeschooling is really taking off across this country because of all this nonsense. Now, up in San Francisco, they have a rather sizable issue with prostitution. And a San Francisco lawmaker, City Supervisor Hillary Ronan, basically says the way to solve this is to legalize prostitution in San Francisco, which is going to upset the city planners down in Las Vegas. But that seems to be the story all over. We can't control prostitution. Let's legalize it. We can't control crime. Well, let's just legalize that under $900. And they're basically turning the entire United States into a crime zone. And along with that, of course, they're trying to disarm the law-abiding American citizens. It really does seem like organized crime has taken over the government of the United States of America, and we are seeing a repeat of the out-of-control crime and corruption that was witnessed back during Prohibition. Anyway, now over in Tennessee, they're looking at a bill that will ban child gender mutilation. In other words, you will not be allowed to have gender transition surgery, you know, whack off the pee-pee, you know, when you're a minor. And Matt Walsh spoke in favor of the bill before the House Health Committee. And hopefully we're going to see some common sense. These kids really are not old enough to understand the ramifications of what's going on. And apparently detransitioners who have been medically harmed by this gender-affirming care are also in favor of the Tennessee ban. This is a dark secret of the transgender movement, is how many people have gone through the hormone treatments and even worse, the surgeries, and realize it did not make their lives better, it didn't solve their problems. In fact, it just gave me the whole new set of problems to deal with. So now they're speaking out and saying this is wrong, okay? And you know, when people get to be an adult, and remember, your brain does not really finish, you know, fully forming until you're 25, okay? You know, if you want to get something cut off, go ahead and do it, but leave the kids alone. Okay, there's the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate during these very, very dark times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare.
Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.